Thank you for listening to The Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. My name is Adam Fallon. I'm one of the ministers here at Central. And anytime you're in our area, we'd love to have you with us as we worship God together. The Central Church of Christ meets at 2201 Washington Street in Paducah, and we'd love to have you with us anytime you are here. If you listen to a podcast on a regular basis, you know that just a couple of weeks ago, we released a series of lessons by Brother Dan Jenkins as he was with us for a series of gospel meetings. And as he was bringing that series of lessons to a close, he talked about the judgment day in part in one of the lessons. But one verse that he mentioned that I want to take just a few moments with you this week and consider. And by the way, I want to give him sort of the idea credit for this devotional, because that sermon just kept rolling around my mind, and that verse just kept rolling around my mind. I just wanted to just reiterate some things he said and drill down into a thought that he wanted us to know from the Word of God. And that is this: when judgment day comes, by what will we be judged? In other words, how can we know if we are prepared for the day of judgment or not? We're living in times when far too many people think that I sort of get to choose how prepared I am. In other words, as long as I think I'm doing okay, or as long as I feel like I'm right, or as long as I do what I define as good, then, well, that's just good enough. But a passage from John chapter 12 helps us to see that none of those things is what Jesus had in mind when he was preparing people to consider the judgment day, or that great last day. In John chapter 12 and verse 48, Jesus said this: "The one who rejects me," speaking of himself, "and does not receive my words has a judge." Here it is: "The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day." In other words, when it comes to the age in which we live, the Christian age, and when it comes to being prepared for the judgment day, how can I know if I'm prepared for that judgment or not? It's actually very, very simple. Is it found in the New Testament? Is it found in the words of Jesus? And someone's saying, wait a minute, you just said two different things, didn't you? No, absolutely not. Because some people think, well, when we think about the words of Jesus, we're just thinking about those words that some Bibles print in red, you know, those red letter editions of the Bible. And my Bible that I regularly use has that as well. The words of Jesus are in red, as much as we can tell that they're the words of Jesus, and that's helpful to me. But was Jesus just talking about the red letters? No. Because he also told his apostles in John chapter 14 and chapter 15 that the Holy Spirit would guide them into all truth. And the New Testament makes it clear that everything that is written in the New Testament is from the mind of God, from the mind of Christ, through the Holy Spirit to those writers. And so, when we read the New Testament, not just the red letters, if you please, but when we read the New Testament, we are reading those things that are preparing us for eternity. Are we following what it says, or are we not? You see, on the judgment day, there will really not be any trick questions, or there really will not be any surprises. The simple thing will be, when God opens those books and there's the book of life, there's my life on the page, basically what it will be is, does my life match up with what Jesus has taught through the pages and the words of the New Testament? If it is, well, then I'm going to heaven. But if not, no matter how I feel, no matter how I might have thought I should have lived, no matter what someone might have told me, if my life does not match up with what's written in the New Testament, I will not be in heaven, but I will be in hell for eternity. And what a horrible, awful, indescribably bad situation that is. But the good part of it is, we know how to get to heaven. God has revealed it to us. We work on it for a lifetime. We want to make sure we're doing better today than we were yesterday. And we want to make sure that if God gives us a tomorrow, that we are better tomorrow than we are today. We want to continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as Peter writes about. We want to continue to add to our faith virtue and virtue knowledge and all those other things that Peter also wrote about. But everything comes back to, is it what Jesus revealed in the pages of the New Testament? It's not what my pastor says, or my priest says, or this person with a degree says. It is this what Jesus said? Is it what the New Testament reveals? On Judgment Day, that's really all that's going to matter. Our goal is to make certain that we preach and teach and live by only what the Bible reveals. Sometimes we don't do that perfectly. I'll admit that. Sometimes we're going to fail. Sometimes we're going to make mistakes. But it's not the Bible that's changed. It's us who've made the change and the choice to go against what the Bible says. And so we cannot try to change the Bible to make it be what we want it to be or how we might feel. Instead, if I want to be prepared for that judgment day, I need to always make certain that I'm living by the words of Jesus. Again, listen to the words of the verse, and then this devotional will be yours. Jesus said in John 12 and verse 48, "The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day." Are you following those words? Thank you again for listening to the Central Focus. Continue to listen, continue to subscribe, and share the word about our podcast, and make sure you're with us again next time. And always make sure your central focus is on Jesus.